我们跟弟兄姊妹一同来读几段圣经。
We'll read some scriptures together.
我们第一段读的是在罗马书第一章。
The first passage is in Romans chapter 1.
我们要读14节到第17节。
Verse 14 to 17.
罗马书第一章14节到17节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 14 to 17.
无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、狱卒人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes.For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
我们再看第二段，在哥林多前书第九章。
The second passage is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章，我们要读16节、17节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 and 17.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me.Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship.
保罗在这个地方说到这个福音已经这个责任已经托付给他了。
And here Paul said that he has already been entrusted with a stewardship.
所以他这一生中间就在传福音。
And so in his whole life he has been preaching the gospel.
我们今天要交通的题目就是要传福音的托付。
And today we'll be sharing on the entrustment of preaching the gospel.
主耶稣和神他把托付给教会有三方面的事情。
And the Lord Jesus, he has entrusted to us, to the church, three things.
一个就是传福音的托付。
One is to entrust us with preaching the gospel.
一个就是真理的托付。
And to preach the truth.
在提摩太前书，保罗也讲到。
And in First Timothy, Paul also mentioned.
他说，这个教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
And he said the church is the true,
the pillar of truth
and ground.
就是它是真理的柱石和根基。
He is the pillar of truth and foundation.
他就是要把。神的真理啊，能够见证出来，能够传扬出来。
That he may preach the truth and the truth of the gospel.
就是神把这真理就托付给他教会。
And so God has entrusted the truth to his church.
所以教会的很重要一个责任就是要见证真理，要传扬真理。
And so the church has the responsibility of preaching the truth.To the people.
第三个托付就是要照顾照管圣徒的托付。
And the third aspect is to take care of the disciples.
这个在彼得前书第五章就讲到这个事情。
And First Peter speaks of this.
在第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
保罗这个彼得就劝跟他一块同工的。
And Peter encourages those who co-works with him.
他说在第二节说，他说要牧养在你们中间的群羊。
And in verse 2 it says you need to shepherd the flock of God.
他说要按照神的旨意照管他们。
And according to the will of God, you have to serve them.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
And not for not by compulsion, but willingly.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
And not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
也不是瞎子所托付你们的，乃是要做群羊的榜样。
And not being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
彼得在这里说，这些羊就是我们这些信徒，是神托付给教会，所照管的。
And God says is the believers has been entrusted to you to watch over them.
所以我们看到神把三方面的事情托付给他的教会，托付给他的儿女们。
And so we can see that God has entrusted these three things to His church to watch over.
一个就是传福音的托付。
One is the entrustment of the gospel.
一个就是真理的托付。
One is entrustment of the truth.
一个就是照顾圣徒的托付。
And the third one is to watch over the believers.
虽然教会有很多的事情要做。
And although there are many things to do in the church,
但这三方面呢，确实很重要的。
But these three aspects are very important.
如果我们能够在这三方面都能够忠心去做的话，
And if we can wholeheartedly do this,
我们一定会看到神的祝福。
We will see God's blessing.
我们一定会看到圣徒的生命的长进。
And we will see the growth of the disciples.
我们一定看到会有教会有复兴。
And we will see the regeneration, revival.
Revival. 因为我们想到这个传福音更是这样。
And we can see even more in the preaching of the gospel.
传福音能够带来教会的复兴。
And the preaching of the gospel, it can bring the encouragement, revival.
因为我们看到这个当我们信了主以后，我们都有神的生命了。
Because once we have believed in the Lord, we have this new life.
所以我们信了主以后，我们就会读圣经。
And after we have believed, we will read the Bible.
圣经就是我们的生命的粮。
And the Bible, it is our supply, our food.
就是好像我们吃饭一样的。
It's like us eating.
我们一个人就是需要吃饭。
And we need to eat.
那圣经是神的话，就是来喂养我们。
And the Bible, it is the spiritual food that feeds us.
我们信主以后也会祷告。
And after we pray, we would, after we believe, we will pray.
祷告就像属灵的呼吸。
And prayer is like the breathing of the Holy Spirit.
每个人都需要呼吸。
And everyone needs to breathe.
有呼吸我们才能够存活。
And only by breathing can we live.
所以我们每个信徒都有祷告。
And so every believer will pray.
但是一个人的能够长大也需要有运动。
And everyone who grows up, it needs exercise too.
有运动，这个人才能够长大。
And only by exercise can one grow.
在属灵的事情上也这样的。
And also in spiritual matters, it's like this.
我们也要运动。
We need to exercise.
那这个运动呢，就是在这里说是传福音做见证。
And the exercise here speaks of us preaching the gospel.
所以这个是也是对我们很重要的。
And here it is very important to us.
所以我们要读经，读圣经，我们祷告，我们还要传福音。
So we need to preach the gospel, read our Bible, and pray.
那么这个我们的生命就渐渐的长大。
And so gradually our spiritual growth will grow.
那教会也是这样。
And the church is like this.
教会能够传福音。
And the church will preach the gospel.
我们就看见这个教会就会复兴的。
And then we will see a revival.
所以神就把这个传福音的责任托付给教会。
So God has entrusted preaching the gospel to the church.
在今天这个时间里头，我想分三方面来看。
And in this hour, I'd like to look at three aspects.
第一个就是为什么要传福音。
So why do we need to preach the gospel?
第二点就传什么样的福音。
Second point, preach what kind of gospel?
第三个。怎样的传福音
And thirdly, how to preach the gospel.
那我们再先来看第一点
Let's look at the first point.
为什么要传福音
Why do we need to preach the gospel?
第一个
First point.
因为是主的命令
Because it is the commandment of God.
主耶稣当他从死里复活以后
After the Lord Jesus has resurrected,
他在地上40天向门徒显现
In 40 days, he appeared to his disciples.
后来, 最后他要离开, 要到天上去。
And afterwards, he had to go to heaven.
到马太福音28章,
In Matthew 28,
记载耶稣要离开的时候, 跟门徒所说的话,
It recorded the things that Jesus said before he left.
他说你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒。
And you need to go and make disciples of the nation.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And baptize them with the Holy Spirit.
有父有子有圣灵, 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
There's a Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You baptize them.
凡我所教训你们的, 你要教导他们遵守。
And what I have commanded you, you have to teach them to keep.
这样我就与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
And in this way, I will be with you until the end of the time.
主耶稣说的话, 是一个命令。
And what Lord Jesus says, it is a commandment.
你们要去。
You need to go.
去使万民, 使做我的门徒。
You go and make disciples of the nation.
主耶稣在这里不说, 你们有空的时候就去一下。
He didn't say, if you have time, then you go.
或者说, 你们愿意的话, 你就去一下。
And, or if you're willing, then you go.
他说, 你们去。
He said, you go.
这是命令。
This is a commandment.
所以为什么传福音呢?
So why preach the gospel?
是主的命令。
Because it's the commandment of the Lord.
你要做主的门徒。
And if you want to be a disciple of the Lord,
你就要听主的话。
Then you need to listen to his voice.
你就要遵守主的命令。
You need to obey his commandments.
这样主就常与我们同在。
And this way the Lord will always be with us.
一直到世界的末了。
Until the end of time.
一直到我们在见主面的时候。
Until we see his appearance.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
A second point.
为什么要传福音?
Why do we need to preach the gospel?
是神的托付。
It is an entrustment of God.
托付的意思就表示这事情非常重要。
Entrusting something, it means it's very important.
虽然有很多的事情都是重要的。
Although there are many important things.
但是这件事情神觉得非常的重要。
But regarding this matter, it's very important to God.
因为是他的心意。
Because it is his heart's desire.
因为他的里面一个迫切的愿望。
Because it is his earnest desire.
神要做这个事情。
God wants to do this.
所以他要找一些忠心的人跟神一块来做。
And he wants to find faithful people that will do this work with him.
神是大有能力的。
And God is powerful.
神能够做一切的事情。
He can do all things.
但是在这个传福音的事情上,
but regarding this preaching of the gospel,
他不但他要做,
not only he will do it,
他要他的儿女们也一起跟神来做。
He also wants his children to do it.
神就把这样的一个责任来托付给他的教会,
and this way God has entrusted the preaching of the gospel to his children.
天使比我们更有能力。
And the angels are more powerful than we are.
神没有把传福音的托付给天使。
But God has not entrusted the gospel to the angels.
如果托付给天使, 他可能比我们更忠心, 比我们做得更好。
And perhaps the angels will do it more faithfully and better than we can.
但是神确实把这个责任来托付给我们。
But God has entrusted the gospel to us.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们是得到神恩典的人。
Because we are people who has received God's grace.
我们是一个堕落的人, 但是我们却是经历基督爱的人。
We are fallen people, but we are people that have experienced God's love.
我们经历了主的爱。
We have experienced God's love.
我们就能够把主的爱能够传讲给还没有相信的人。
And we can preach God's love to other people who have not heard it before.
这是我们自己的经历。
And this is our own experience.
所以这个是神特别把这个托付给我们。
And this is God's special entrustment to us.
这个托付是非常重要的。
And this entrustment is very important.
而且这个托付也是非常荣耀的。
And it's a very glorious entrustment.
在神的救赎的计划中间, 这是非常重要的, 非常荣耀的。
And in God's redemptive plan, it is very glorious.
所以保罗知道这个事情的重要性。
So Paul knows the importance of this.
他说我若不传, 我就有祸了。
He said, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
他不是说我要是不信福音, 我就有祸了。
He said, oh,
如果我不信,
if I don't believe,
我就有祸了。
Then I am woe.
当然你就是祸。
如果我们不信耶稣，我们是有祸的。
And what with me if I don't preach the gospel?
因为到将来你就到哪里去呢？你就灭亡了吗？
And, because in the future, you'll be destroyed.
那当然是有祸了。
But of course, you're woed.
但是保罗说，我若不传福音，我有祸了。
But he said, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel.
因为神把这个责任托付给他。
Because God has entrusted this to him.
如果他不尽到这个责任。
And if he has, does not enter into this responsibility.
他说，我是真的是有祸了。
Then he said, truly I am woed.
我读到这个列王记下的时候。Second Kings.
Second Kings.
我读到列王记下第七章的时候。
Second Kings chapter 7.
我读到一个故事。
I read of a story.
就发生在这个在以色列国的时候。
It happened in the Israel kingdom.
那个时候有亚兰王啊把撒玛利亚的城都给围起来了。
At that time, the Syrian king, they sieged the Israelites.
所以这个城里头就没有粮食了。
So in the land, there's no supply.
有些人就饿死了。
And so some people have.
有些人把这个儿子，把这个自己的孩子杀了，来这个当食物。
Because there was a famine, then some people killed their children to eat.
这样下去的话，这个城的人几乎都要死了。
And this way, everybody will die eventually.
在列王记下第七章就记载这个事情。
So Second Kings chapter 7 it records.
他说当时有四个长大麻风的人。
At that time there was four men who had leprous.
他们也是没有东西可吃了。
At that time they didn't have anything to eat.
他说我们在这里等到死吗？
And they said, shall we wait here and die?
他说我们要起来。
They said we need to rise.
我们到这个敌人的营里头，我们去投降他。
Let's go to into the camp of the enemy and then surrender.
那这我们就能够活下来。
Then we can live.
所以他们四个人起来以后，就到这个亚兰的军队的营里去了。
So four of them rose up and went into the camp of the Syrians.
结果到了营的，到敌人的营呢，都看不见有人了。
But once they arrived to the camp, they saw no one there.
圣经说，因为这个敌人啊。听见好像有大批的军队啊来到他们营里。
Because it said the enemies they heard it sounded like great armies.
有很多的人来了。
As if there are many people coming.
所以他们害怕了。
So they were scared.
他们就跑了。
So they fled.
所以这个整个的营盘呢是空的。
So the whole camp it's empty.
里头的粮食啊什么这些财物啊都还在里面。
So all the food and all the materials that has been left behind.
所以这四个人呢去了以后就拿东西吃啊，把衣服啊，把金银啊，都拿着起来。
So these four men they went in and took all the materials and ate the food.
在列王记下第七章第九节是这么说的。
And in Second Kings chapter 7 verse 9 it says.
他们吃了，也拿了东西了。
So after they ate and they took the materials,
他们说,
they said,
那时他们彼此说, 我们所做的不好。
Then they said to one another, we are not doing right.
为什么不好呢?
Why not?
他说, 今日是有好兴起的日子, 我们竟不作声, 若等到天亮, 罪必临到我们。
Because this is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us.
当他们吃了完东西，拿了东西以后，他们一想，我们如果还是这样的话，我们就有罪了。
And they were eating and they were taking things, and they said, if we remain silent like this, punishment will come upon us.
城里还有多少人没有东西吃？
Because there are so many people in the camp that has not eaten yet.
如果我去不把这个好消息告诉他们，
and if I don't go and tell them the good news,
我有祸了。
Then I have,
我有罪了。
I have punishment.
所以他们就起来去报告去了。
So they rose up and reported the good news.
我们看到在当时他们得到这个好处。
And we see that at that time they've received such blessings.
他们能够活下来。
And they can live.
他们也要把这个好消息来告诉那些还在饥饿当中的人。
And they want to tell those who are in famine.
所以这就是说保罗说的，我若不传福音，我就有祸了。
And this is what Paul says of woe is me if I don't preach the gospel.
因为这个福音是个好消息，好信息。
Because the gospel is a good news.
这是我们思想的第二点。
So this is the second point.
这是神的托付。
Is God's entrustment.
第三个呢，是我们要还债。
And the third point is we need to return the debt.
保罗说，他说，无论是希腊人、外邦人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Paul said, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise.
保罗说他欠福音的债。
He said, I am a debtor to the gospel.
所以他传福音是还债。
So when he preached the gospel, he is paying back the debt.
这个欠债可以有两个意思。
Then debt has two meanings.
按照我们现在在这个商业上，在这个经济上的话，可以包含两个意思。
And financial wise or business wise, there are two meanings.
第一个就是我们经常有的概念。
The first one is what we commonly know.
我们借了钱，我们没有还。
We borrow money and we haven't returned it yet.
这很明显的，我们就欠债了。
It is very evident, and we're in debt.
你用信用卡去买东西。You
use a debit card.
到这个账单来了，到了应该这个付款的日子，你没有去付，你就欠了债了。And
when the bill comes and the due date you haven't paid, then you're in debt.
其实说起来。 我们每个人都有一个信用卡。
And to say, everyone actually has a debit card.
虽然你每个月都按时候还了，但是你买完东西以后啊，其实你还没有还钱。
Because when you spent the money, when you use the card, you haven't really paid.
东西你拿到手，你都用了。
You got the things in your hand.
钱你还欠着呢。
But you still owe the money.
但是这个信用卡公司很好。 有个 grace period.
And the credit card company is very good. They have a grace period.
有21天给你去还。
You have 21 days to pay back.
你过了这个时间你不还，那你就是欠债了。
And after this 21 period, you didn't pay back, then you are in debt.
那欠债还有第二个意思。
And debt also has a second meaning.
就是你没有把别人托付给你的钱交给。 别人要你把钱交给第三个人，结果你没有把钱转给他，这也是欠债。
Second meaning would be if someone gave you money to give it to someone, and you didn't give it to them, then you're in debt.
在前几年有个弟兄，给我1000多块钱，叫我把这钱给这个西雅图教会，叫他再从西雅图教会再给另外一个人。
And a few years ago, there's someone that entrusted me with about $1,000 worth of money to give to another brother in Seattle.
那我就要很慎重的来做这事情了。
Then I need to be very faithful in this.
我就要把这个钱到银行去买个 money order.
Then I have to go to the bank and put it in money order.
那么就要写一封信，那么把这个 money order 附在信里头，快点。 给转到别人那去。
I have to put it in the envelope and then send it as money order, so it's faster there.
在我没有做完这个事情以前，我老是觉得心里头我欠了一些事情还没有做的。
And before I was able to accomplish this, I always felt like I owe that person something.
但是我当我把这个信寄出去了，我就没有这个欠债的感觉了。
But after I finished sending off the money, then I no longer feel this debt in my heart.
这也是欠债。
This is also debt.
别人要你把这个钱或者把东西给另外一个人，结果你还没有给。
So if someone has entrusted you with something to give to someone else, you haven't done it yet, then you're in debt.
这就是欠债。
This is debt.
这是保罗在这里要讲的，用这个第二个意思。
And this is the meaning that Paul is talking about in here.
因为神把这个福音的事情托付给保罗。
Because God has entrusted this gospel to Paul.
叫保罗把福音给另外一些人。
So that Paul can preach this gospel to others.
所以他觉得他是欠了他们的债。
So he feels that he is in debt to them.
所以他说传福音我是还债。
So he said to preach the gospel, I am paying the debt.
他说我没有什么可以夸的。
He said, I have nothing to boast of.
这是我的责任。
This is my responsibility.
我这样的话，我就是还债。
And in this way, I am paying back the debt.
这是为什么传福音。
And this is why we preach the gospel.
我们是要还债。
To pay the debt.
我们都是神都把叫我们把福音告诉我们的家人，告诉我们的同学，告诉我们那些周围还没信主的朋友。
God has told us to preach the gospel to our family, to the friends, and to all those surrounding us.
如果你已经得着了，结果你却是没有跟别人说。
And if you already received, but you didn't tell others,
你欠他们的债。
Then you owe them.
所以你要还债。
So you need to pay back.
传福音就是个还债。
Preaching the gospel is to pay back the debt.
这是为什么要这样传福音。
And this is why you need to preach the gospel.
第四个，
Fourth、
我们不以福音为耻。
We are not ashamed of the gospel.
第十六节说，不以福音为耻。
In verse 16, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我要传福音。
I need to preach the gospel.
因为我要叫人知道我是个基督徒。
Because I want others to know that I am a Christian.
所以这个是我们不以福音为耻。
So that's why we are not ashamed of the gospel.
我想你每个弟兄姊妹。
I believe that every brother and sisters.
你在你的学校中间。
That in the midst of, in your school,
你在你的公司当中
and in the midst of your work,
人知不知道你是基督徒呢？
Do others know that you're a Christian?
有时候我们就不敢公开的承认我们是基督徒。
And sometimes we're afraid of publicly announcing that we're Christians.
那么多人都没有相信。
So many people that don't believe.
好像我相信是一个很这个特别的，好像跟别人不一样的。
As if my believing is very special and different from others.
好像就不好意思说。
And we're kind of shy to say it.
就是这样的话，不敢承认自己是基督徒。
And this way, we're not admitting that we're Christians.
所以你不敢把福音告诉别人。
And this way, we're not preaching the gospel.
保罗说，他不以福音为耻。
He said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
为什么呢
？Why?
底下有两个原因。
It says two reasons.
一个就是福音，因为福音是神的大能。
First, the gospel, it is the power of God.
能够救一切相信的人。
To salvation for everyone who believes.
福音不是一种道理讲一讲。
The gospel is not just logic or words that you use.
一种理论。
It's kind of a debate.
或者一种哲学。
Or theory, philosophy.
福音乃是神的能力。
The gospel, it is the power of God.
是一个救人的能力。
It is the power to save.
所以他要把这个神的这样的一个能力来告诉人。
So he wants to tell of this power to the others.
就好像你有病了。
And it's like when you're sick.
医生给你开个药。
And the doctor gives you a medicine.
你的药一吃就好了。
And once you eat the medicine, you're fine.
那碰到另外一个人也有这样的病呢？
And when you come across someone else with the same sickness,
你就会告诉他，我是吃那个药好的。
And you will tell them, because I ate this, then I'm well.
我也希望你能吃这个药。
And I hope you can eat this medicine too.
这就是你得到这个好处了。
And it is like when you have received this.
你经历这个药的能力了。
And you've experienced the power of this medicine.
你就这样讲出来，你不会觉得。以这个吃过这个药为耻的
，then you will not be ashamed of the medicine.
你就知道这个是个特效药。
You know that this is a
非常有效果的。
Is a very effective medicine.
所以你就很愿意来告诉别人。
So you're very willing to tell others.
我们自己蒙了神的拯救。
And we personally have experienced God's grace.
所以我们也愿意把这个神的拯救我们的能力，也叫别人能够来经历到。
And so we also want others to experience the saving grace.
那第二个呢？因为呢
？And the second reason.
就是第十七节所说的。
Verse 17 it says.
它是因为神的义在这个福音上显明出来。
Because the righteousness of God is revealed in this gospel.
因为福音把神的义给显明出来了。
Because the gospel it reveals God's righteousness.
人要是相信了这福音。
And if man believes the gospel.
那么他就神就称他为义了。
Then God proclaims him as just.
神的义就临到这个人了。
Then God's righteousness has come upon this man.
这个罪人的罪就得到赦免了。
And the sinner has received forgiveness.
罪人就得到改变了。
And the sinner has changed.
这个牵到一个人的生和死的问题。
And it's a matter of life and death.
所以保罗说，这个义已经显明出来，所以他要传福音。
So Paul said the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. That's why he needs to preach the gospel.
所以在圣经中讲到好几个我们要传福音的一个理由。
So and here it tells us many reasons why we need to preach the gospel.
是神的命令。
It is God's commandment.
也是神的托付。
And it's God's entrustment.
也是我们要还债。
And we need to pay the debt.
我们知道不以福音为耻。
And we are not ashamed of the gospel.
那我们传什么样的福音呢
？So what gospel do we preach?
我们来思想一下。
Let's think about it.
福音就是神的话。你要传福音呢
？God's word.
传福音就是传讲神的话。
Preaching the gospel, it is to preach God's word.
传讲圣经上所说的神的话。
It is to preach the word of God in the Bible.
这中心就是耶稣基督。
And the heart of it is Jesus Christ.
他是神。
He is God.
他来到地上来做人。
He came down on earth to become a man.
他替我们的罪死在十字架上。
And he died for us on the cross for our sins.
而且三天后他复活了。
And after 3 days he resurrected.
所以福音不是一些劝人叫人做好事的一个道理。
The gospel, it is not to convince others to do good works.
而是中心就是耶稣基督。
The heart of it is Jesus Christ.
他的死和他的复活。
His life, his death and his resurrection.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
也是我们的主。
And he is our Lord.
这就是福音的，就是一个中心。
And this is the heart of the gospel.
那第二个呢，我们要传讲这个罪的可怕。
And secondly, we need to talk about the horrific nature of sin.
行，这个传福音，要是你不传到罪的可怕的话，那这个福音就要失去很多的能力。
And if you don't, in the gospel, you don't preach and talk about sin, then you lose the effect.
福音就叫人看见自己有罪。
Because the gospel causes you to see your own sin.
他需要耶稣。
He needs Jesus.
如果他没有罪
if he has no sin,
他不需要耶稣啊。
He does not need Jesus.
他不需要耶稣为他死啊。
He does not need Jesus to die for him.
所以要讲到罪，是这个是福音中间不能够避免的。
So preaching the gospel, you cannot escape the topic of sin.
虽然人很不喜欢听到罪
although man does not like to listen about sin,
但是我们传福音的人不能够避开这个内容。
But us who preach the gospel, we cannot avoid talking about sin.
我们不太容易叫一人能够看到自己的罪。
And it's not very easy for us to cause others to see their own sin.
但是如果你按照神的话来讲
But if you preach according to God's word,
神的话说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
God said, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
你按照这个话来说的话，人虽然不容易接受，但圣灵可以借着神的话在人的心里头来做工的。
Although it is hard for men to accept these words, but the Holy Spirit can use God's word to work.
那第三个呢，我们就传基督的十字架。
And thirdly, we preach the cross of Christ.
因为在十字架上主耶稣为了世人的罪而死。
Because it is on the cross that the Lord died for sinners.
如果没有十字架
And if there's no cross,
就没有能够我们就不能够脱离罪的。
Then we cannot depart from sin.
神也没有办法赦免我们的罪。
And God cannot forgive us of our sins.
我们可以简单的用三个 R 来这个表示这个十字架。
We can use 3 R's to represent the cross.
第一个就是说人类因为堕落而败坏了。
First is ruined by the fall.
人类为什么会败坏呢？是因为他堕落了。
And why is man ruined? Because he has fallen.
那第二个呢，就是人类因着基督的宝血得到救赎。
Secondly, they are redeemed by the blood.
怎么能够得到救赎呢？
嗯 ，How are we redeemed?
因为耶稣基督在十字架流血。
Because Jesus has bled, has shed his blood on the cross.
他的血洗净我们。
And his blood cleanses us.
这是第二点。
It is the second point.
第三点，人类因着圣灵而重生。
That man has been regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
怎么能够得到一个新的生命？
How can we be born again?
怎么能够从旧造成为一个新造的人呢？
How can we go from old creation to new creation?
圣灵重生了我们。
It is the Holy Spirit who regenerates us.
所以我们从这个三个方面来看。
And so we look at it from these three aspects.
这个就是十字架的信息。
This is the revival of the Holy Spirit.
一个是败坏了。
First it is ruined.
第二个救赎。
Secondly, redeemed.
第三个重生。
Thirdly, regeneration.
所以这个三个 R.
And the three R's.
就是可以把十字架的内容信息给包括进去。
And so, all this can be incorporated in the cross.
那我们第三方面就将怎么来传福音。
And thirdly, how do we preach the gospel?
传福音。当然有很多很多的方法，有很多很多的内容。
Although there are many ways in preaching the gospel, and there are many contents.
但是有几个很重要的。
But there are some very basic and important ones.
就是第一个，就是我们要尽力。
The first one is we need to persevere.
就是你要尽力去传。
We need to use as much as there is in us to preach the gospel.
这是我们的本分。
This is our portion.
我们人的力量是不同的。
And man's power is different.
有的力量大一点，有的力量小一点。
Some people are 力量。Some are stronger than others.
比如有人传福音的力量很大，可以对成千人、上万人来传福音。
Because some people they're very strong and they're able to preach to thousands and hundreds and thousands of people.
昨天我们在这里讲到教会的历史。
Yesterday, here we were talking about the history of the church.
想到这个中国有个宋尚杰就 John Song.
In China, there's a guy called John Johnson.
John
Swan.
宋啊，
江
宋，他三年传福音，有十万人信了主。
In 3 years, he preached the gospel. There are 10,000 people.
Hundred thousands
people believe.
是三年。
In 3 years,
力量很大。
It's very powerful.
他传力量，那是没有人可以跟他比的。
And no one can compare with him.
我们三年能够十个人，那就很不错了。
And for us, if in 3 years if we can preach to 10 people, that'd be great.
有人说三年能够有一个人，那也很那很好了。
And some say if in 3 years you can have one believer, then that's great.
有的人传福音力量很大，有力量传福音非常小。
Some people they can preach the gospel very big and then some small.
但是你说圣经说你要尽力去做就好了。
But the Bible says as much as is in you, you preach the gospel.
把你的力量放上去。
Put your effort and energy in.
把这个事情当作这个很重要的事情。
Put it as a very important matter.
这样去做就好了。
And in this way, it'll be enough.
那么在传福音上的事情呢？有的是可以个人的传，有的是在聚会中间传。
And preaching the gospel, there is corporate preaching and there is individual.
教会每个月第二堂都有一个传福音的聚会。
And the church, second meeting, there's also always a preaching of the gospel.
在这个礼拜五的话，英语聚会三个月有一次的传福音聚会。
And in the English gospel, in the English meeting.Every 3 months, there's a gospel meeting.
我们都有在聚会中间传福音。
And we always have gospel meetings.
有时候会在一个很大型的这个整个城市来传福音。
And there's big gathering of the nations together.
那么另外一种呢，就是个人的传福音了。
And there's individual preaching of the gospel.
这两样，个人传福音跟聚会传福音，我们怎么样来看呢？
So how do we look at these two aspects?
我觉得是以个人传福音做一个基础。
And I want to use the individual preaching gospel as example.
基础。
As a pillar.
就主要的。
As a main point.
那聚会的传福音呢？是一个辅助的
and the corporate preaching of the gospel is just support.
但这两个都非常重要。
But both are very important.
但是这两个中间有相互的关系，也有主要跟这个辅助的不同。
There are similarities and differences.
有人这么打个比方。
For example.
这个个人的传福音呢，就是撒种子。
Individual preaching, it is to spread the seed.
那么聚会传福音呢，是收割。
And the corporate preaching is to gather.
因为当有这个个人在平时呢，就跟人家传福音了。
Because individually, normally you would preach the gospel.
虽然当时这个人还没有信。
And although at that time the person has not believed yet.
或者有时候他会跟你很多的争论。
Or at that time I will debate a lot with you.
但至少他已经听过耶稣基督的名字了。
But at least that person has heard the name of Jesus.
他心里头也动过一下。
And his heart has been moved.
他也想过一下。
And has thought about it.
这个是给他一个准备的工作。
It's to give him a preparing work.
好像像撒下种子一样的。
It's just it's like spreading the seed.
种子下去，好像什么东西都没有了。
And it's as if the seed goes down, but and there's nothing.
但是你看看。慢慢它就会长出来。
But gradually, things will grow out.
这福音是神的话，也这个道就是种子。
And gospel is God's word, and the seed is God's word.
所以你平时在朋友、这亲人中间传福音。
So usually in your amongst your friends and families, you preach the gospel.
当教会有聚会的时候。
And when there's a meeting, gospel meeting in the church.
你把他们带来。
You bring them.
他们在这个地方就能够更清楚地听到福音了。
Then in this place, they can more clearly understand the gospel.
他平时所听到的，到现在来听的话，不会觉得很陌生，一点也不知道。
So once they come here, it will not be strange words.
不会来到这里说耶稣基督的名字都没听过的。
It's not that they have not heard Jesus' name yet before.
你已经给他做了一些预备的工作了。
But you have already prepared work for them.
他已经有一点愿意相信的心了。
He has already have some believing heart.
你他一来的话，神一做工，他就确实愿意相信了。
And if he comes, then God works, then he's able to be.
如果倒过来。
But on the contrary,
我们只是注重聚会的传福音。
If we only look upon the gospel meeting at the church,
但弟兄姊妹平时不跟人传福音。
And individually you don't preach the gospel,
你就叫他来了。
And you tell him to come,
这效果会差很多。
Then the outcome will be very lacking.
可能他也不来。
Probably he will not come.
或者他来了，他也不会一下子就来接受。
Or they come, but they will not receive it readily.
所以这个个人的传福音是撒种子。
So individual preaching it is like spreading the seed.
在聚会传福音是收割。
And the corporate preaching it is to gather.
有人也用另外一个比喻。
And someone else uses another example.
他说个人传福音是撒网，在打鱼啊，打鱼的时候把网撒出去。
Individual preaching it is like casting the net.Casting the net into the sea.
那么等到这个聚会传福音呢，是收网，把鱼从海网里面把它给拉回来。
And corporate preaching, it is like bringing in the net.
如果没有撒网
，And if you didn't cast the net,
你光是收网，你鱼就不会有鱼了。
And if you're only gathering in, then you won't have any fish.
所以这个撒网跟收网。
So it is casting the net and gathering the net.
也就说到我们个人传福音跟聚会的传福音。
And it speaks of our individual preaching and the corporate teaching.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们不是等到有聚会了才把人请来。
And it is not that we wait until there's a gospel meeting at church, then you invite your friends.
在平时，我们就有责任跟我们的周围的人讲到耶稣基督。
But in your daily life, you have a responsibility to preach the gospel to your friends.
我有一次问我的 grandson,
One time I asked my grandson,
你在学校里头有没有同学传福音啊?
Have you preached the gospel to your friends at school?
他说不行的,学校不能传福音的。
He said, you can't preach the gospel in school.
对的。
It's true.
这里就规定好像是在学校里头不能讲这个宗教的事情。
You cannot talk about religious stuff in school.
你可以在这个别的机会啊,在私下,在private你可以啊。
But in other private opportunities, you can.
你同学在一起做 homework 的时候,
like for example, when you're doing homework with your friends,
或者有什么 project 几个人要一起做的时候,
or when you have a project and you have to work together,
你总有机会跟他说到你是基督徒，你要请他来听福音，你要跟他讲到耶稣的事情。
You have opportunities to tell them that you're a Christian and you know tell them about Christ and preach the gospel.
你还可以为他提名祷告。
And you can also pray.
不但是跟他说福音，还为着这个同学祷告。
Not only preach the gospel to them, but pray for them.
如果我一个朋友是 John,
if my friend is John,
那我要把福音传给他。
Then I want to preach the gospel to him.
我知道靠着我自己是没有这个力量。
I know that if it's only by myself, I don't have this ability.
神啊，求你来救John这个同学。
Then I will say, God, please help save John.
你这个样就是个人的传福音。
And this way, this is individual preaching.
这是我们要尽力来做。
And this is what we need to do as much as.
因为等到教会有聚会来做啊，尽力的人不太多的。
And if you wait until only the corporate preaching, there's not a lot of people that does the preaching.
所以我们要注重个人的传福音。
So we need to put importance in individual
preaching. 第二个，我们要有训练。
And secondly, we need training.
虽然你已经是信了福音，重生得救了。
And although you have believed and are saved,
但是你要向别人传福音呢，是要经过训练的。
But if you want to preach the gospel to others, you need to go through training.
训练不一定是要进到学校里头的训练。
Training not necessarily you have to go through a school.
在教会里头，在你的私下的灵修生活，就可以常常得到训练的。
It is through the church and through your daily life that you go through training.
训练就是装备。
Training it is to
equip.
Equip.
就是装备。
Equip.
因为福音是要打属灵的仗。
Because gospel it is a spiritual battle.
你要用什么去打仗呢?
And what are you going to use to fight this battle?
你得有一些装备。
And you need to have some equipment.
所以你要经过训练。
So you need to go through training.
你要熟悉福音的基本真理。
You need to be very familiar with the basic truth of the gospel.
这个都是我们需要接受训练的。And
we all need this training.
你这个福音你知道，第一个你要是有神。And
number one, you need to know that there is a God.
怎么样告诉别人是有神？And
how do you tell others that there is a God?
第二个你要讲到有灵魂。And
secondly, you need to talk about the Holy Spirit.
因为很多人就是知道这个我有一个吃跟穿就可以了，他不知道有灵魂。
Many people just think that you just eat and you wear clothes, but they don't know that they have a soul.
第三个福音一定要讲到罪。
And thirdly, you need to talk about sin.
那么福音也要讲到有一位救主耶稣能够救我们。
And you need to also talk about that there is a Savior, Jesus, who can save you.
救主耶稣是怎样一位耶稣？
And our Lord Jesus, who what kind of a Savior is he?
借着神的话，你多认识耶稣。
And through God's word, you know him more.
这样你对别人讲的时候，也能够把这耶稣讲的是活的耶稣，不是一个死的耶稣。
And this way, you're able to speak of Jesus as a living God and not a dead God.
第五个，你就应该明白怎样能够重生得救。
And fifth point, this way, others will know how to be saved.
信。
Believe.
怎么叫做相信？
What is it to have faith?
信心什么？
Believe in what?
什么叫做信耶稣?
What is to have faith in Jesus?
虽然是都很简单的道理,
although these are all very simple,
但是你平时如果你没有准备的话，你会在你传福音的时候，你觉得好像讲了以后，别人也不懂你什么意思。
And if you find that you have not prepared these in your daily life, when you speak of these to other people, they will not understand.
所以你要训练的时候, 你也能够知道怎么样传福音的一些 基本的方法,
so you need to know some basic techniques in preaching the gospel.
怎么用神的话能够打开人的心,
and how to use God's word to open up people's heart.
人的心是也不一样的,
and people's heart are different.
不同的背景, 不同的环境,
they have different backgrounds and conditions.
你要讲话的时候, 怎么能够把, 结合他的情况, 把他所需要的来告诉他,
and how do you speak using the condition they are in and their needs to them?
不是用你自己的话,
not using your own words,
用神的话,
but using God's words.
但是你不能把这圣经从头到末了给他读一遍,
but you cannot read to them from the beginning to the end of the Bible to them.
什么时候用这句话, 什么时候用那句话, 都需要经过学习, 都经过训练。
When to use this word and when to use that word, it is all you have to go through the training.
所以我们要能够把圣经这些福音的有关福音的经文能够把它背下来。
So we need to memorize some of the verses.
大概你要是能够把50节圣经关于福音方面背下来，你讲福音的时候就能够用神的话很容易的来告诉人了。
And if you can memorize 50 verses, in this way God can use His word and to preach the gospel.
So you need
to memorize these words.
不是临时想到, 哎, 可能有一句话, 我再翻圣经给你看。
It's not, oh, you thought of the verse and then you flip through the Bible to
find it.
That these words are already in your heart.
你已经记住了,
that you have already kept it in your heart.
你也明白里面的意思了,
and you already understand the
meaning.
And this way, it'll flow out of you very naturally.
而且在训练的时候, 你也能够来学习用适当的例子来说明福音的真理。
And when preaching the gospel, if you can use practical examples to preach.
有的是你自己的经历, 有的是别人的经历。
Some will be from your own experience, some from other people's experience.
这个例子是为了要帮助解释证明, 说明这个真理的。
And examples are used to clarify or to make things more clear.
然后同时呢, 我们在训练当中呢, 也要能够来这个对一些 朋友常问的这些问题, 你也做一些思想, 做一些准备, 什么比较好的, 能够来答复。
And the questions that your friends have, you need to think about them and how to better answer their questions.
福音朋友问的问题啊, 不会很多很多的。
The questions that gospel friends have, it will not be very many.
不会超过50个问题。
It will not pass be more than 50.
你比方说50个问题都能够平时也准备的话, 人家问的时候, 你也能够用合适的话来回答他了。
And if, there are, if you prepare all these 50 questions, then you have a proper answer for them.
不然人家问你这个问题, 哎呀, 说, 哎, 你讲的也很有道理啊, 那就完了, 那他就不能信了。
And you cannot say, oh yeah, what you're saying is sounds reasonable. If you say that, then you're done, it's over.
或者说, 哎呀, 这个问题我也不知道啊。
Or you say, I don't know this question.
那说你当基督徒当这么多年, 你也不知道。
And they will say, you've been a Christian so long, you don't even know the answer.
所以我们平时可以把这些人家常问的问题, 你做些准备吧。
So the common questions that your friends ask, prepare.
这个是要训练。
This needs training.
如果不训练的兵啊, 叫他上战场去打仗的话, 那一定是伤亡很惨的。
And for a soldier that is not trained to go out in the battle to fight, the outcome will be very, very sad.
那么第三方面, 我们要怎样的传福音呢?
And thirdly, how do we preach the gospel?
要有见证。
We need to have testimony.
生活的见证。
The testimony in our life.
福音不单是用话来传。
Preaching the gospel is not only using words.
也用你的行为来传。
But you need to use your action.
如果你是很贪心的人,
and if you are a very greedy person,
你看见这个礼拜有个 649, 这个有这个几个 million 出来了, 你也去买。
and you see the Lotto 649 coming out for $1 million, and you go buy.
那么你跟他说，你不要爱世界，世界上事情都会过去的。他说，哎，那你是讲讲啊。
And then you tell the person, don't love the world, it'll all pass away, but you're buying the ticket, they will look at you and say, you're just a bunch of words.
所以你传福音其实是很重要的，也就是你要有你的见证，有的行为。
So preaching the gospel is very important that you need to have the testimony in your life.
如果你对平时都没有很关心人呢，结果说神怎么爱我们，那这个你传福音的就要打了一些折扣了。
And if you preach about God's love, but you usually don't care about other people, then when you talk, there'll be marks taken.
所以我们要过一个成圣的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
要靠着主的恩典，让我们能够活出主耶稣要我们活出来的。
And by God's grace, we can live out what He wants us to live out.
我们有言语，还有行为。
We have words and our deeds.
这样的话，人就会看见，人就会思想，哎，这个同学跟我们不一样啊。
And in this way, it will cause other people to see, hey, this person is different.
哎，他会想一想为什么。
And they will think why.
这样就能够把他带到主的面前。
And in this way, you can lead others to God.
还一个，最后一个。
And last point.
祷告。
Pray.
个人的祷告。
Individual prayer.
教会的祷告。
The church, the prayer of the church.
对传福音。是非常重要的。
It's very important to preaching gospel.
圣经告诉我们，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
And the Bible tells us not by power nor by might.
那是靠耶和华的灵。
But it's by the Spirit.
我们祷告。
And we pray.
让圣灵来做工。
Let the Holy Spirit work.
这样的话，你就看见这福音就被传开了。
And this way we'll see the gospel.
我真是愿意看到。我们这个教会是一个传福音的教会。
And I long to see that our church is a church that preaches the gospel.
我们的青年人个个都在传福音。
That every young people will be preaching the gospel.
我们真的愿意神在我们中间做更深的工作。
And we truly are willing that God come and work a deeper work in us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，愿你自己给我们一个爱灵魂的心。
Lord, may you give us a loving spirit.
看到有千千万万人灵魂是在灭亡的路上的。
There are so many that are on the road to destruction.
你既然把这样的责任托付给我们。
And you have entrusted this responsibility to us.
主啊，我们愿意来听你的话。
Lord, we are willing to hear your voice.
来向人来传福音。
That we preach the gospel.
来尽忠心你的托付。
And that we will be faithful to your entrustment.
愿你在我们中间做更深的工作。
That you will work a deeper work in us.
激励我们起来，一同来传福音。
May you encourage us to raise up and preach the gospel.
我们家里的人还没有信主的。
And there are some family members that have not.
我们的同学，我们的同事还没有信主的。
And our friends and co-workers are not believers.
主啊，求你使用我们。
Lord, may you use us.
使用我们青年的弟兄姊妹。
May you use the young people.
成为一个福音的战士。
To become warriors of the gospel.
求你做工。
May you work.
祝福你的话语。
And may you bless your word.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.